Your letters about yesterday's program included a number of comments about a report on cancer care in France.
Everyone in France gets health insurance. And when someone has a difficult disease like cancer, the national health system steps in and pays for 100% of their care. Unlike in the U.S., you don't need to stay in your job to keep your insurance, nor is there a lifetime limit on how much treatment a long-term survivor like Annie Hubert can get.
That's NPR's Joseph Shapiro. His piece yesterday was part of an NPR series on healthcare in Europe.
Well, listener Michelle Kapinski of Grand Rapids, Michigan, said the story reminded her of her own experience with French healthcare. She writes, "I witnessed firsthand how wonderful France's healthcare system is when I visited my 90-year-old Aunt Gabi just outside Strasbourg. Twice a day, she received visits from dedicated nurses. I would walk to the pharmacy to pick up her medications, free, of course. Now I watch my parents struggle here with huge bills for medications each month."
And Stephen Heron of Tucson, Arizona, wrote this, "I found the story interesting and certainly admired the idea of affordable coverage for a majority of the population, but I found its presentation almost completely one-sided. There's no discussion about the medical liability system in France, or anywhere else for that matter," Heron writes. "Without seriously addressing this issue, any attempts at creating a comprehensive health care system in the United States is doomed to fail."
Also, we have a reminder, we're gathering stories about how people are let go from their jobs. Did you receive an email? Were you told in person, by telephone or voicemail? As companies shed workers in the downturned economy, we want to hear about how it happens. For one layoff or firing, or a whole slew, tell us how it went.
We want to hear from you. Also, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. Put firing in the subject line. You can send us your letters that way, too, without firing in the subject line.
That's npr.org and click on Contact Us.